Welcome to the Search Storage UK FAQ podcast on unified storage. I'm Anthony Adshead, Search Storage UK Bureau Chief. Today's speaker is Andrew White, Senior Consultant at Glasshouse Technologies. Andrew has 10 years experience in the IT industry and 8 years experience in enterprise storage and data protection solutions. Today Andrew will speak about unified storage, its benefits and its challenges. The first question is, what is unified storage?
Well, unified storage is a storage system that's defined as being able to provide storage access both as a block level access, also as a file level access. Now, block level has been traditionally your fiber channel access through a SAN. Certainly now with iSCSI, that's another protocol or access method that allows servers or end users to access their data held on the storage system. Unifying the storage brings those two access methods together into one single unified platform.
The second question is, what are the benefits of unified storage?
Unified storage certainly addresses a couple issues. One, it allows single platform for both file and block access. Traditionally, systems were islands where you had your block level data and you had your file level data, which traditionally meant two sets of infrastructure, two skill sets to manage the data. So certainly that caused challenges, but it added complexity within the data center. It also required additional data center resources to accommodate both systems. Now, with unified storage, certainly you have one platform, you have one system, you only have the one footprint on the data center. You can certainly realize power, space, and cooling issues. It also unifies your management platform, where perhaps instead of learning two or three different storage systems, you could now learn essentially one, and it allows the management of those systems to be much easier. Certainly when you look at being able to report on capacity and other key performance indicators, having one system to report on rather than consolidating all the separate islands within the enterprise makes administration a lot easier. You know, technologically, they're compatible certainly with other technologies. Most of these unified storage systems came about by NAS vendors putting on fiber channel or iSCSI-based block-level targets that allow unification of both block and file access. Also, as an added benefit, unifying those access platform certainly enables IT to provide businesses with a greater level of service. Certainly if you have business requirements that require both block and file access, you can certainly turn around deploying those resources quickly to the business to satisfy their requirements. It gives IT departments a lot of flexibility in terms of meeting their internal service level requirements with the business, but also perhaps external service requirements with their service level requirements with their end user clients or external customers.
Final question is, what are the challenges of unified storage?
So when considering unified storage, certainly there are areas of concern that need to be addressed before implementing such a platform. Certainly capacity management throughout the system is important. There's when you start mixing your unstructured traditional NAS data with your block data, you're going to have to accommodate both data sets appropriately. Now we're seeing an explosive growth trend and unstructured data, which is traditionally held on these file-level sharing devices. Tracking that, monitoring that data is very important so you do not certainly hit a boundary in terms of the capacity of the systems or you don't allow the other parts of the systems to grow appropriately. That's definitely one concern, as it is with any storage system in the enterprise. But certainly, if you have databases that need to grow because of criticality of the business and you're not able to do that because if you've taken up all your space with file level sharing, that certainly can become an issue. Performance is another issue. Certainly block level data and file level data is accessed in different ways within the subsystem. Block level data is usually shorter access times and shorter bits of data or smaller bits of data being accessed, while file level data usually is more random. Can't take advantage of the locality of reference and it usually takes longer to service that request. And certainly being able to identify how those different data sets will interact with each other is important. Certainly you would want to guarantee a certain performance level of your block level data because that is typically your most critical data. These are your email applications, your online databases, your transaction processing and applications that certainly require a much higher level of service than compared to typically to a file share. So certainly if you start looking at applications that you would want to merge to a unified storage platform, typically it may be better served that you either leave some applications that require higher IO to a standard block storage system, or you just understand that you know, being able to tune the system appropriately so you can give proper precedence to those higher I/O, higher service level requiring applications. Certainly that's not implying that the unified storage system is not good performing, because that is certainly not what I'm saying. They perform very, very well. It's just you have to understand your data access and your data types before you can blindly start just adding, consolidating storage arrays into one large unified storage system.